Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel today, the skies are mostly clear with temperatures comfortable in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a pleasant day to be outside for those enjoying the sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from Israel Hayom indicate at least 6 people are dead after an attack on a Hamas police site in Gaza following an IDF drone strike earlier. Also, Walla reports that 9 people have died in IDF airstrikes targeting a police station in Gaza City, with several others injured. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post highlights Turkey's criticism of Israel's claims after strikes on a Syrian base, with tensions rising over troop deployments. Separately, Mariv details former CIA agent John Kiriakou's strong rebuke of Israel, accusing it of influencing U.S. politics and silencing critics. And finally, Forward shares a personal account of a political detainee in Israel who faces imprisonment for driving a friend to a Jerusalem protest. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eitan Fishberger, a geopolitical analyst, noted earlier today that Turkey is maneuvering for U.S. support, focusing on easing sanctions and acquiring fighter jets. Arnold Roth, a commentator on Middle East affairs, reminded followers of the human stories behind headlines, sharing his personal tragedy from a Hamas attack. Ynet Global reported an hour ago that Israel has moved an Apache squadron to the north, reflecting a strategic shift in military readiness. Turning to the stories in detail, starting with the IDF's recent actions in Gaza, Israel Hayom and Walla report that a drone strike targeted a Hamas facility, resulting in the deaths of at least 9 individuals. The strike comes amid escalating tensions and ongoing military operations in the region. This has increased concerns about civilian safety and the potential for further escalation. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post covers Turkey's condemnation of Israeli military actions in Syria. The Turkish government warns that Israeli strikes disrupt the regional status quo, particularly as Turkey considers troop deployments. This situation underscores the fragile balance of power in the region, with potential implications for broader diplomatic relations. Separately, Mariv shares former CIA agent John Kiriakou's critical perspective on Israel's influence in U.S. politics. He accuses Israel of trying to suppress dissent and dragging political figures into contentious issues. This adds complexity to the already intricate U.S.-Israel relationship, highlighting the influence of international politics on domestic affairs. Finally, The Forward reports on a personal story of a political detainee facing imprisonment for participating in protests. This highlights the ongoing tensions within Israel regarding civil liberties and political expression. The outcome of this case may signal broader implications for freedom of speech and protest rights in the country. In financial news, first, Israel Hayom Business reports the finance ministry plans to increase the defense budget by 20 billion shekels after lifting its initial opposition. This decision follows extensive discussions and reflects the ongoing security needs of the nation. Separately, Katech reveals that supermarket chain Yohananof is considering spinning off a $333 million real estate portfolio. This move could lead to the creation of a new subsidiary to manage its property assets, indicating strategic growth in its business operations. And finally, Globes reports that Bank of Israel Governor Amir Yaron anticipates rising inflation, suggesting there will be no interest rate cuts next month. This forecast comes amid global economic uncertainties and could impact consumer prices and spending. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.